USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tropical storm Claudette is pounding parts of the Gulf Coast with heavy rain and strong winds. After pushing towards the central Gulf Coast on Friday evening, Claudette then formed inland over southeastern Louisiana overnight. The storm is packing sustained winds of 45 miles per hour. Officials along the Gulf Coast have issued tropical storm warnings. They say flooding is a major component of the storm. Officials say if there's water on the roadway, don't drive through it. Sad news from the White House today. President Biden tweeted that his dog Champ, the eldest of the Biden's two German shepherds, passed away peacefully at their home. The Biden family saying, quote, "Our family lost our loving companion Champ today. He was our constant, cherished companion during the last 13 years. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With 45% of the total U.S. population vaccinated, there's growing concerns about the Delta variant as COVID-19 vaccination rates slow down. Hospitalization numbers are increasing again. Celeste Winters is a respiratory therapist at the University of Rochester Medical Center in upstate New York.
I am still putting patients on life support machines because they're non-vaccinated and becoming very ill.
Juneteenth celebrations are underway across America. The day is recognized for the first time as a national holiday. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee presided over the Juneteenth bill this week in its final House vote.
A little child will ask, what is Juneteenth in 2025? And someone will be able to say, America had a brutal history of slavery, but yet on this day, we were able to be free.
The holiday commemorates the day in 1865 when the last slaves in Texas were told they were freed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden has lifted a 25% tariff on Scotch whiskey and other goods being imported from the European Union. The tariffs were imposed by the administration of former President Donald Trump during a 17-year trade dispute with the European Union over aerospace subsidies and were estimated to cost the Scotch industry about $830 million in exports. The United States and European Union ended the aerospace dispute when they reached a 5-year truce this week. The U.S. is the largest market for Scotch whiskey exports. Florida's governor takes on the CDC and wins. Here's USA's Mike Fortier reporting.
A federal judge Friday ruling in favor of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis suing to stop the CDC from requiring that cruise ships only take on passengers who can prove they have been fully vaccinated. The judge rules the CDC exceeded its authority. While it may be a legal victory for DeSantis, it may not be a victory for the cruise industry. Steve Geller is the mayor of Broward County, the home of Port Everglades.
I've spoken with leaders of the cruise industry. They have told me they don't think their passengers will go on cruise ships unless they know the passengers have been vaccinated, passengers and crew.
So starting July 18th, the CDC's vaccine requirement for cruise ships becomes just a recommendation. The CDC has until July 2nd to appeal. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.